There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My number one thought watching the Jets offense this morning was that is not a unit that's a Davante Adams away from salvation. I watched Buffalo. I'm like, yeah, you drop Davante Adams on here, we might be cooking. Like everybody goes down a peg. We get some players like that he can't get open. We drop Davante Adams in here. But obviously it sounds like he just wants to play with quarterbacks that he's played with before.
Wonder what Josh Allen thinks of the idea, Davante Adams. Allen, I want to just say it because it's on my mind, but I don't want it to sound like a big scandal or necessarily a big deal. But from time to time, I've slipped my taken my shots, you know, just to be me. Like, I'd rather he not draft the players. But there might be some truth in it. Like, we had Brandon Bean say that at the draft, Allen had texted him the name, Dalton Kincaid, right? This year, there was that with Coleman, too. Like he was Allen approved. And that can mean nothing. That can be just sort of, you want, I'm sure the first guy to call in about if they were offended by this take would be like, well, wouldn't you want your quarterback? It's the most important guy, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I think there are metrics, there are ways of analyzing these guys that might run counter to, you know, jump ball contested catch guy, or like MVS was another one that Allen wanted, you know, during the offseason. And I went to Sneaky Joe this morning. Like, what do you think about this point? Is it a good point? Is it worth like even thinking about? And he didn't say yes or no, but he brought up Knox. Like, is Knox, does Knox get the contract if
because
he's that sort of
because
tight?
They're good friends, yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah, I want to say it this way. I think mostly for my own sanity, I take any. It came up on the telecast yesterday at one point. Charles Davis, right? You know, oh, he saw at the touchdown. So the Coleman touchdown. He saw this guy on tape, loved him, wanted him. I don't remember it quite that way. I remember after the draft, like you're saying, we hear like Bean will like slip in like, oh yeah, no, Josh, you know, he loves him. I feel like that's just, that's the best guy on our board talk. You know what I mean? Like we did this. Of course, what is Allen going to do? Is he going to publicly question the choice they made? Like, I don't know. We're never going to hear that they drafted a guy he didn't want. Like, that's never going to happen. So you often say, think about what it would sound like if we heard the opposite of what we're being told. I just feel like it's just a thing to make us all like nod and go, okay, yeah, they're respecting Allen. I don't know how real it is. And again, my lead here is it's for my own sanity. Because like if in reality Brandon Bean wanted to draft Xavier Worthy but decided instead to trade the pick to Kansas City because Josh Allen wanted Keon Coleman, I'd be standing on a ledge somewhere. I wouldn't want to live like that.
Yeah, okay. We could talk about it some other time, maybe. I don't know. Like, I'll add quickly, the Kincaid thing happened last year, and then this year, I think it was Bean, or even Allen, or both, when they alluded, one or both alluded to the same thing happening with Coleman, and then instinctively thought to sort of bring it back.
Hmm.
I'm not sure right now if it was Bean or Allen who was doing that particular talking, but I remember that happened this time because, you know, you don't want that to be the takeaway, that it's Allen making the call. And I don't mean that as disrespect to Bean. I just think, like, he has an important voice. He should.
Mm-hmm.
But there are
boundaries to that. There should
yes,
be.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And that's enough for now. Let's go to the phones. 803-0550. Vince is next. Hi, Vince.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Vince. Thank you.
Good. Hey, a quick comment and a question. I've been listening and all day, and guys have been talking about the end of the game and whether to be conservative and whether to be aggressive. And I kind of look at, let's see how the game went. You know, so I'm thinking, if Josh is having a Jacksonville day, be aggressive. If he's having a day like he had yesterday, you're not playing to your strength at a crucial time of the game.
I think that's entirely fair. The biggest question I have 24 hours later is whether or not their objectives were in line. And by they, I mean the coordinator / head coach and the quarterback. Because Allen threw passes like he was trying to get them into field goal range, which, you know, it's not without merit, but they might have really, the way McDermott sounded after the game, and now that's in retrospect, and he knows he's about to get clobbered for it, but still, like, really what you needed there is a first down. So the best way to get a first down is what you needed to do. And I respect them thinking passing was the way, but not prayers to Matt Hollins, you know, like someone in the middle, like the third down play to Samuel, but you just got to get the ball there, because that was there.
Totally agree.
I think in Houston, in that situation, what would they – sure, they'd like to get the 2 points, right? Have Will Anderson or Danielle Hunter beat someone so badly that Brown or Dawkins holds them in the end zone. Safety, thank you for coming, game over. You know, next on the list is get them to punt and get us the ball back. So, sure, if you're them, you don't want to get beat over the top. You're probably expecting the run, so you're up close. Shouldn't that mean the 10 to 15 yard area in the middle of the field would be pretty event?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Available to you?
I just want to say again, thank you, Vince. Vince's way of putting this was, you know, comparing Allen having better days to yesterday, basically play to your strength. And can somebody tell me what that is then? What is the Bills' strength if it's not Allen with the ball? Like, it's kind of almost comical to me to think that we're at this point. It wasn't even 2 weeks ago that MVP chants were almost deafening at the stadium. I'm in the crowd. Like, this is the game I'm at. MVP, MVP. He's the betting favorite. And as well, he was having a day where I guess I'm better off handing the ball to Cook at my own 3 yard line. What? You can like the run, but that's the take. It's there at 2 weeks later. I don't know if I care if he was over 27 yesterday. Mm-hmm. I still think he needs to be the guy who's going to decide this. And if he wants to throw it deep, hoping for a flag or a miracle catch, that's kind of how we're used to living with him. That's his instinct. And, he missed on third down, and here we are. It still didn't have to result in a loss. You brought up win probability. What even is it at fourth down? Like, it's a good punt return. You could talk about punting the ball out of bounds or something, or, I don't know, doing something different. I don't know what that would be. And then the next play happens as well. There's still other stuff that has to go Houston's way.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have wanted to punt out of bounds because I'm going to want them to burn, just like the Kansas City situation, 13 seconds. I want you to spend however many seconds. It's very precious. There's not a lot of them left. Please burn a few trying to get yards on a punt return or a kick return. So I would rule out kicking it out of bounds, but, you know, it's something you could have considered, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know that I want that either. I just think that's a part of the situation that we haven't really even talked about. Rich is next. Hi, Rich.
Hi, boys. One thing I want to say. I've always been a McDermott, I guess, supporter. Yesterday really made me a turn on that. I loved the everybody must eat, you never know where it's coming from type thing. But looking back, every winning team has always had that one player that has gone above and beyond the other, quote-unquote, everybody's. Always. I mean, even last year, Travis Kelce. I mean, he was always that step ahead of everyone else, even though everyone was involved for Kansas City. San Francisco. I mean, they've just looking back, everyone has had that. Even going back to the Baltimore days or whatever, it was just always that one, standout player. So, I mean, as much as I've loved it over the last, couple weeks, the last 2 weeks have just shown that you need that one standout player, and Josh Allen can't only be it. I don't even know what to – and Curtis Samuel at this point, he just seems like – we know he's talented, but he seems like the biggest waste of money that I've ever seen. I've never seen a player try to receive the ball behind the line of scrimmage as much as he has, with the speed that he has and the possibility of getting open that he has.
That might not be on him, right? Thanks, Rich. I mean, how they're using him is not necessarily going to be optimal. I mean, it's really amounting to nothing, so it at least should be experimented with at this point, Samuel. Thanks for the call. We have Andrew next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. I just want to make two quick points. I mean, the first one is I didn't really even care whether it was run or pass, but I don't even think it was about the first down. I think it was just getting like 5, 6, 7 yards to give Sam Martin some room to get a proper punt off. And then the second point I wanted, or question I had was, on the defense, we've done like a really good job of developing talent, in that when big names go down, there's always like next man up. And look at, there's multiple cases where those guys have delivered, like Terrell Bernard and Ingram and Cam Lewis in spots. It's just, why don't we have that same kind of cadence on the offensive side of the ball?
That's an interesting question. It might take a long time to really think about and analyze that. I'm not sure. Just right away, if that's right, you're certainly right. I think I'd say the same thing about their defensive guys, how that's happened. A lot of it is based on assumptions from draft pedigree. So because a guy wasn't drafted earlier, I mean, Davis wasn't drafted. He was a Saturday pick, and he did fine in his career, so you can count him if you want. But you're talking about a high pick in Kincaid, another one in Coleman. Samuel's an established player in the league. Shakir has done well for a day three pick.
What, with that in mind, I'll just squeeze this in now because I don't know how in the mood people are to hear it. I thought Dwayne Carter, who I only mentioned in a negative context off of the Baltimore game for celebrating a play that he made. It was a good play in the Baltimore game, but the score didn't warrant being really excited, stomping around in the backfield like, look what I just did, because you're kind of getting your ass kicked. So that bugged me, and I pointed that out last week. I thought he had a tremendous game. Me too. I haven't seen Pro Football Focus grades, but he flashed a lot yesterday, and that was his first opportunity. He started the game because Oliver is out. So to talk about next man up, they may have uncovered a guy that they can use more than they have been, because Oliver has been, to my recollection anyway, playing just somewhat above the percentage of snaps that he has in years past, because I think they haven't really maybe trusted what they've got behind him. I thought Dwayne Carter looked like a player who's in line for more of a timeshare there.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog Football Monday continues right after this break here on WGR.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.